You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Grant, he's Danny. We are on Twitter.
At Funny Danny for me, at Grant H. Paulson. What that's going to do is get you in line with the other tens of thousands of people that follow my friend Grant H. Paulson.
We know that you can't always call into the show, so that's a great way to keep in touch with us after the show or hit us up during any of our topics. We're talking Terrell Pryor.
So long and short here of this story. The initial video is you see Terrell Pryor stopping on his way into the tunnel, turning, reacting to a fan, yelling something back at him, flipping him off. Then the story comes out, I guess last evening, our own Craig Hoffman, 106.7 The Fan reporter, is the first person I saw with it, where Pryor goes through and chronicles that this guy throughout the game was using the worst word you can say, at Terrell Pryor, to the point that someone from NFL security had to be near him starting really in the second quarter, and this guy wouldn't leave him alone, and finally Pryor had enough. My view, quickly to summarize, no problem with Pryor's actions. Obviously lots of problem with the racist jackass in question. Nothing more is to be said about that. It's unacceptable. But where's Kansas City Chiefs security? Where are some of the other fans to go, hey, this guy is doing something that's unacceptable? Too much kind of completion by inaction, if that makes any sense. So ultimate view here is the easiest thing, or the hardest thing to do is to do nothing, because I understand the frustration and anger. I just know that, and it's easy for me to say, would have loved it if Terrell Pryor was able to post this and say, look at what this guy did, and look how much better I am than this. That and he is better than. He wins already, but he would have won in a rout.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. Like you said, it's real easy for us to say, but that would have been the better way to handle it. Justin in Woodbridge, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm a great fan, man. I just love your show. But I wanted to say, man, I know Terrell Pryor is in the spotlight with the Washington Redskins. He's on his year contract. So it's kind of hard for me to even say this, but I'm not mad at him either, because of the simple fact that you're telling me that you're going to agitate a snake. You're going to agitate a dangerous animal by plucking at him, picking at him the whole entire time, and expect him to react in a loving and kind way. That just makes no sense to me. And number two, just like you guys said, where was security? Like, where were these guys at in order for, you know, this guy not to be agitating him like this? And my thing is, too, guys, if he would have the opportunity to maybe come back in the – if this was halftime and he walked out and did that, maybe he might have some time to actually retaliate back on the field, but he didn't have a chance to even do that. So that's just something that I think probably could have helped him in this situation if he had more time on the field.
Thank you, Justin. We appreciate it. I'm just thinking, you know, this was a road game, right? He's a visiting player. You're sitting on the Eagles sideline, Redskins-Eagles game.
Uh-huh.
A few rows behind the bench, and you hear, as a Redskins fan in FedEx Field, I guess it would be a Redskins fan yelling at an Eagle. Something like that. I would like to think that I would get up, I would walk to the nearest security guard, and I would say, this guy's been shouting this word over and over again a bunch at that player. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that that happened in Kansas City, but maybe it didn't. Joe's in Manassas. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Love the show as always.
Thank you, pal.
So the racial comments, there's no place for that at all. But being a professional, that being said, they're being talked about, said their mother, all this stuff, whatever said to them all the time, especially in away games. I was always told that you can't acknowledge that, man. You just got to let it roll off your back. Being a professional, that's what that entails. You're always being talked to, yelled at, said stuff. I think you just got to let it go. But, you know, I'm not mad at him because he didn't, but I feel like you have to let it go as a professional.
Thanks, Joe. I understand the point. And it's such a hard line to walk to try to explain your view on this, because obviously nobody condones the comments. Nobody does, right? That goes without saying. And so by us advising from our very convenient position of this uncomfortably temperatured studio, but to basically say, like, hey, man, do nothing next time. All right, go get him. That's obviously so much easier said than done when the worst thing that you could say to somebody is being said to you.
But here's what I took out of his comment. If you're a public figure, just as an example, like the laws of defamation are different.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to say a lot more things about the president than you are about some random person that no one knows.
Best case, 49% of the people hate your guts.
And I'm not saying this is fair or correct.
Right.
But just like if you're a politician and you're at an event speaking, terrible things are going to be yelled at you. As a player, terrible things get yelled at you all the time. That doesn't make what was said to him right. It's different, I think, and I would tell Joe this, to say, hey, you suck, you dropped a pass, you're the worst receiver in the league, and to do what that guy did. But I think Joe's point is when you're a professional NFL player, and this isn't fair to Terrell Pryor,
it's not fair at all.
It is, that you got to handle it a little bit differently than if someone's walking down the street and gets yelled at a stop sign in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Craig in Manassas. Hey, Craig.
What's up, Craig?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, absolutely, if a fan said it, you know, ban him, I would even take a little further, find the guy. But the thing is everybody's kind of already assuming that it's true and that it was said, not you guys, but other people. The thing is like you guys said, there's all that security, all those fans. I've been to plenty of games up front, and I've heard fans say way less worse than that and have been kicked out of games for it. So I don't see how just one fan could be heckling him the whole time, saying racial slurs like that, and not kicked from the game. If Terrell Pryor, if it's found out that somehow the fan never said any of that, Terrell Pryor himself should be fined for using racism or making up that a fan said something racial and causing all of this.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, man.
I have a hard time believing that he would make that up. Now, I've also seen people say, why would he do that? Well, there's a benefit to doing it.
Yeah.
He got caught on video flicking somebody off.
You don't look near as bad.
If some guy said something like, hey, your drop cost the Redskins the game, and he turned around and flicked him off and lost his mind, and then he said that's what the guy said, and he lied about it, I guess that's still a possibility. I'm just telling you, my opinion is, I have to believe for the guy to get that angry. I'm sure he's heard a lot of things about dropping passes before. He drops passes every 3 seconds. Every time I change my underwear, Terrell Pryor drops a pass. He's probably been yelled at about it before. For him to get that upset, I'll bet you something was said that was a little bit more than just football.
As critical as I am of the player, and just like you're talking about, and I think that's justified, that's part of our gig here, by the way, I just from what I've heard about him from Craig, from Chris Russell, and from other guys that have covered him, this is a thoughtful, you know, not a guy that would just sort of do this sort of thing, if that makes any sense. I give him the benefit of the doubt on intellectual issues, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? Like, I give him leeway to say, I trust this initially. That's my reaction, is to believe him, I guess, is what I would say.
The only ammunition you'd have if you're Craig or someone says, I don't really know if this happened. I just find it really difficult to think that this guy was doing this all night long and that no one around him punched him in the face. Honestly, seriously. I mean, I don't condone that either, but how many times did he do it? Did he do it 2 times, 3 times? Did he do it 25 times?
It started the second, you know, from the second quarter on, security was there, according to Pryor.
There are people all around. You're not just no one's around you. People hear you. How does someone say that word that loudly that many times? Forget getting kicked out. You know, not get challenged by other fans to sit down and shut up.
You're like, hey, quit that.
That's a really big issue as well. Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports is a fantasy football expert. There's a lot of bad running back situations around the league. If you've got fantasy questions, tweet them to us.
At Funny Danny, at Grant H. Paulson.
Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.